نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. We were talking yesterday about just Salah. Now we're going to talk today about Tahiyyatul Wuzu. The hadith is quoted by Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah, Imam Muslim rahimahumullah narrated this hadith by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne Hazrat Bilal se subah ki namaz ke baad pucha, ae Bilal, wo amal jis par tumko zyada ummeed ho, jo tumne Islam lane ki halat mein kiya hai, wo kaun sa hai? Maine tumhare joote ki awaaz ko apne aage jannat mein suna hai. Unhone kaha, main koi aisa amal jis par zyada ummeed ho nahi kiya, ha magar ye ke ya raat ya deen mein se jab bhi main wuzu karta hu to wuzu ke baad do rakaat namaz par leta hu. Nabi akram sahab ne farmaya, isi wajah se tum humse pehle jannat mein chal rahe the. The hadith is quoted by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim, page number 154, and in Muslim Sharif in second volume, page number 292. Abu Huraira radhiyallahu ta'ala narrated, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu after Fajr Salah, and he asked, O Bilal, the amal, the action, the ibadat you do continuously after you accepted Islam, please tell me which amal you are doing so much that I have seen the sound of your walking in front of me in Jannat. What ibadat normally you do that? Says, normally I do all the ibadat, but the one ibadat always continuously I do that. Once, whenever I make wuzu, after wuzu I read 2 rakat namaz nafal. We call tahiyyatul masjid. Another way you can say the welcome of the masjid, the salam of the masjid. You're entering in the house like you're making salam to Allah Ta'ala with 2 rakat nafal namaz. Tahiyyatul wuzu we call. So that the same hadith narrated by Hazrat Buraida Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that in the morning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Hazrat Bilal, come here. And I asked him, Bilal, how can you walking before me in Jannat? I have seen you, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, I could hear that somebody is walking before me. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said that your Bilal is walking in Medina and you can hear the footsteps of his shoes here in Jannat. Medina Munawwara mein chalne wale sahabi jinki awaaz Jannat mein sunai de rahi hai. Why? Because of that 2 rakat namaz of tahiyyatul wuzu. Whenever I used to do wuzu, I used to read 2 rakat namaz. Oh, that's why Allah has given you the status. This hadith is quoted by Imam Tirmizi and in Musnad bi Ahmad. Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's hadith also narrated by Imam Muslim rahimahumullah. Farmaya, jo koi tumse wuzu kare, whoever make perfect wuzu, achhi tarah wuzu kare, perfect according to sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he perform 2 rakat namaz. Dil aur aza ki tawajjuh ke saath, your heart should be present in namaz and your mind also present in namaz. It's not like a person is standing in namaz, the mind and heart is not there, it's somewhere else. So the person who read 2 rakat namaz after wuzu, Jannat us par wajib ho jati hai. Hadith is quoted by Imam Muslim and Imam Abu Dawud, Imam An-Nisai, Imam Ibn Majah, Imam Munzir rahimahumullah. Those who perform perfect wuzu, meaning perfect meaning according to sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, miswak, and then gargle the mouth, put water in the nose, reading dua, bismillah walhamdulillah, Allahumma gfirli dhanbi wa wassi'li fi dari wa barikli fi rizqi, subhanallah. That's numerous virtues of wuzu also. The Shurra, the commentator of Tirmidhi Sharif, mentioned so many. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said himself also that once you completed your wuzu and you read dua, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutahhirin. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, after that you can read surah Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Allah will shine your heart. Allah will shine your heart. So, once you completed your wuzu according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so Allah saying to me and to you, the person who made wuzu, you enter in Jannat from whichever door you wish. The question here, I'm not dying yet. How can I'm going to enter in Jannat? How can I'm going to enter in Jannah? I'm not tired yet. I just made wuzu. But Allah says, Jannat mein dakhil ho ja jis darwaje se chahe. The one answer is given by Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahumullah. Allah Akbar. Farmaya, Allah farishton ke samne, Allah is telling the angel, look at my servant that you are saying that they're going to shed blood and become mischief in this world. Look at them. They're making wuzu perfectly. And they're remembering me. You be witness. Whenever he dies, he will enter in Jannah from whichever door he wished. Subhanallah. So perfect wuzu. And you read 2 rakat namaz. Just make wuzu. Come in the masjid. Read 2 rakat namaz. Read 2 rakat namaz. You know, sometimes the shaitan don't let us read the nafal namaz also. Because shaitan don't want that. Allah forgive me and you. That's why we have to make wuzu and straight away we have to make salam to Allah Ta'ala with 2 rakat namaz. 2 rakat namaz. Imam Muslim rahimahullah said, the Jannat become wajib. Jannat become wajib. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah mentioned the story that this hadith, one of his murid heard. Hazrat Imdadullah sahab rahmatullah, he mentioned. So Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah explained. It's all murid. So one of the murid, he made a perfect wuzu, perfect. Now he stood up in namaz now. No whisper. He said, Aza bhi hazir ho, dil bhi hazir ho. Your heart should be there in namaz, that you're staring in front of Allah, and your aza, your mind, your bodies, in front of Allah Ta'ala, that you're standing in front of Allah. No whispers, no waswasa. He did that. He went to sleep. He saw a hoor in Jannat. He saw a hoor in Jannat in his dream. Bahut zyada khubsurat. Bahut zyada khubsurat. But she was blind. She was blind. So in the morning when he woke up, he went to Hazrat. Hazrat, aapne kal kaha tha ke do wuzu perfectly according to sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and read 2 rakat namaz without any whispers, the heart should be present. I did it, but I saw the hoor in Jannat was blind. Was blind. Hazrat ne farmaya, lagta hai tumne namaz mein aankh band karke namaz padhi hai. You close your eyes and concentrate in namaz. Is it Hazrat baat sahi hai? فرمایا اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا نماز میں آنکھ کھلی رکھو ٹھیک ہے certain time like close and just to concentrate, you know, bring the concentration in namaz, just close a little but not continuously close and الحمدللہ رب العالمین. تب تو پھر تمہارا دل حاضر ہی رہے گا. You can try, you see, your eyes close, whole qiyam and ruku, no whisper will come. تو لگتا ہے آپ نے آنکھ بند کر کے نماز پڑھی ہے. ہاں, اس لیے وہ جنت کی ہور بلائن ہے. اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا فرمان ہے آنکھ کو نماز میں کھلا رکھو. So, Zaid bin Khalid al-Juhani's riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, jo achhi tarah wuzu kare, perfectly, and sunnat aur mustahab ki riayat rakhe, wash three times nicely, face, hand, up to the elbow, massage one time, feet, miswak, everything. Phir do rakat padhe, jisme khushu aur khudu ho, sahwa na ho, no mistake, don't miss anything. To uske pichle sare guna maaf ho jate hai. Allah forgive his past entire sins. Two rakat namaz. And alhamdulillah, we are making wuzu, reading sunnats, then faras, then nafal. This is just two rakat, nafal namaz. Tahiyyatul masjid. Did we try any time tahiyyatul masjid? Never. We try. This is a mustahab namaz. So this is the namaz that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam have seen that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was walking before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannat. In Mi'raj when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went. And Jannat is wajib. Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that in that salah sunnat made intention of sunnat wuzu. मैंने अभी जो वुजू किया है उसके लिए मैं दो रकात नमाज पढ़ता हूं तहय्यतुल मस्जिद तहय्या मीनिंग सलाम तहय्या मीनिंग सलाम ये हजरत अबू कतादा رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ हदीस नरेटेड बाय इमाम मुस्लिम रहमहुल्लाह मैं मस्जिद में दाखिल हुआ आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने अपने सहाबा के दरमियान यानी Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was advising, giving nasiha to the companions. I also sat down. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, "Tumko kisne mana kiya ke baithne se pehle tum do rakat padhte hain? Who stopped you to read two rakat namaz before you sit down in the gathering?" So unhone kaha, Abu Qatada farmate hain ke maine kaha Allah ke Rasool that you were sitting there. And all the companions were sitting in front of you. That's why. I sat down. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Whoever enter in masjid, this is called tahiyyatul masjid. Tahiyyatul
masjid.
This is also welcome in the masjid. That was a wuzu's welcome. This is a masjid. You enter in the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Masjid mein dakhil hua. So do not sit until you read two rakat namaz, it's called nafal namaz. Tahiyyatul masjid. Okay, mistaken, you sat down. You can, when you remember, within a few minutes, stand up and read two rakat namaz. If there is no makruh time. If there is a makruh time, read two rakat namaz. Hadith. Imam Muslim, rahimahumullah. Remember, mentioning the kitab of Kashful Ghumma, by Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the sign of the Qiyamat. Sign of the Qiyamat. Log masjid se guzrenge, magar do rakat tahiyyatul masjid nahi padhenge. People will pass and cross the masjid, and they're not going to read two rakat namaz of tahiyyatul masjid, the sign of Qiyamat. That's why the some scholar like Allama Ibn Battal rahimahullah, who is the commentator of Bukhari Sharif, says the two rakat namaz of Tahiyyatul Masjid, he said is wajib according to him. But Jamur ulama said it's sunnah. And also in fatawa, many fatawa says mustahab, read two rakat Tahiyyatul Masjid. It's a lot of reward. Now, we're going to talk about Salatul Tasbih. Tasbih salah. Allah Ta'ala forgive entire sins. The hadith is quoted by Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah, Imam Ibn Majah, Sahib Mishkat, Imam Abu Dawud, and Imam Munziri rahimahullah in at Targhib wa Tarheeb. Listen to the hadith. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrated that first cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Abbas, was a great sahabi. He was a Raisul Mufassirin. Raisul Mufassirin means the leader of all the scholars of tafsir. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given him dua the time of Tahajjud. Allahumma alimu al-Quran wa ta'wila. Allah grant him the knowledge of the Quran and tafsir of the Quran. But he was a small when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away. Approximately 14, 15 years. But he learned so much thing. Used to serve Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so many times. Subhanallah. When Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, ab unke dil mein shauk paida hua. I want to learn the knowledge. So he used to go by elderly Sahaba's house and he used to wait outside by the door. Hum kya karte hain madrasa mein jaate hain, ustad sitting in the class, he locked the door. I'm outside. What he used to do was waiting outside when Sahabi come out from his house, I'm going to request him to teach me hadith. Sometime Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala used to wait for half a day to Sahabi come out from the house. That was the habit. Zeal and respect of the teacher. Respect of Ustad. Respect of Ustad. How to sit in front of the Ustad. We have to respect our Ustad. There are numerous stories. Those who never respect their ustads, what happened to them? Allahu Akbar. I have seen three people in Gujarat, in Surat. I have seen. The one of them was teaching in my village. One of them was from Falahidaren, the Turkish. They were so clever and intelligent that from our Darloom, the principal sent them to do extra study by Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali from Gujarat to Deoband. Let's go and learn Bukhari Sharif again the second time. They went. They were very, very, very clever. Until they died, they were great alim. Whenever you tell them that, can you speak about this topic? Straight away, without mutala, they used to stand up and talk. Hours and hours. One of my ustad went. One of them's house that a son was getting married was invited our ustad to give lecture about nikah and all this. My ustad went and sat down on the stage after kiraat is going to stand up. So the boy's father, I said to you that he also was alim, but he became mental. He started his own bayan for another 1.5 hours. The ustad was invited. He was sitting behind them. These three ulama, they went to learn Bukhari Sharif by Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi. But one day Hazrat Madani was so sick, he couldn't climb on the stairs to go upstairs to teach Bukhari Sharif. He said to the students, sit down today in the masjid hall, I'm going to teach here. All of them was agree beside the three of them. And they said, no, Hazrat, you have to come upstairs. Hazrat, you have to come. He was the age that he was very old. That's all. They said to Hazrat, you have to come up. Hazrat went slowly by Mary Bukhari Sharif, Lelo, Chalo. Then slowly, slowly he went. That's all. Nothing else. They gave him trouble to climb the stairs. That's all. Nothing else. But kya hua? Bade alim hai. Maine khud dekha hai. Ke wo Quran bhi padte hai. Wo bayan bhi. Sab kuch hai. Lekin when they go out, they open the bin. And they eat banana peel, the mango peel from the bin. Kabhi ghar jala diya, kabhi blanket jala di. All three of them, the last passed away now a few months ago. At the age of 78. So if you don't respect your stars, you won't get knowledge. Allah will never take the work of deen from you. Whoever taught you, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi says, my ustad, whoever teach me, alif, ba, ta, sa. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said also, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, they take me, and even though they can sell me in a market, or they can take khidmat from me, I can serve my ustads. Why? Because the knowledge they have given. So, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, sometimes used to sit for half a day, to wait. The Sahabi comes out. But why didn't you knock the door? No. I came to learn knowledge from you. How can I trouble you? I was waiting for you. That whenever you come out, you're going to teach me. So Ibn Abbas became the Mufassir, the great Mufassir, like this. Subhanallah. Ibn Abbas narrated this hadith. He said, once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called his uncle, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, oh my uncle, come here. I want to give you a beautiful gift today. Beautiful gift. Kya main tumhe ek cheez hadiya na karu? Hadiya na karu? I want to show you. And if you practice that one things, you will become the owner of 10 things. Das cheez ke tum malik ban jaoge. Kya hai? If you worship the 4 rakat namaz, if you perform that 4 rakat namaz, so Allah Ta'ala will forgive your entire past sins, future sins, those sins you have done mistakenly, and those sins you have did purposely, minor, major, quietly, openly. Allah will forgive your entire sins. This namaz. He taught who? His own uncle, Hazrat Abbas. I was called, that namaz is called Salatu Tasbih. I will explain you. He says, Zaib, he said, I'll explain just now. That this is the 4 rakat namaz. 4 rakat nafal namaz. Just say, 4 rakat nafal namaz. How are you going to perform the 4 rakat nafal namaz? There is 2 different ways mentioned. Imam Tirmizi rahmatullahi mentioned both ways how to perform. But the easiest way, according to the madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, which is mentioned by Abdullah ibn Mubarak, who was a scholar of hadith and ustad of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. He used to perform every Friday. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, as I mentioned another story also, Maulana Asadullah sahab, he wrote that numbers also, used to perform 5 times, 6 times a day. So Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah, he said, easiest way, there's a different way, that's it. You have to read after like a second sajda also, sit down, then you get confused in first rakat and second rakat. But this is the way, you're not gonna get confused there. He says, Allah, make intention of 4 rakat, nafal namaz, 4 rakat, nafal namaz. Stand up, brother. Allahu Akbar. Qudri subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka asmuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. Now we have to read the 3rd kalima 15 times. Subhanallah walhamdulillah la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. How are you going to count them? You're not going to count with that finger like this. Press your finger. Press it. No count is makruh to count. Press your finger. Then you can press this one too, on the stomach, press. Then you know that, why? You know, just press the finger, then you know that you read 15 times. 5, 5, 5. Then, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Surah Fatiha, Surat. After Surat, again 10 times, in Qiyam. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. So all together, 25 times in Qiyam. 15 times before Surah Fatiha, 10 times after Surah Fatiha. This is mentioned by Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah, the ustad of Imam Bukhari. He said, this is the easiest way. Easiest way. And then, Allahu Akbar. Going ruku normal, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, Subhan, 3 times, 5 times, 7 times, up to you. Normal tasbih we do in ruku. Then, in ruku, have to repeat again 10 times. As I said, press like Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Then you know the 10 times is finished. But not to worry, if you miss, you can do in second, in sajda, for if you miss in ruku, then when you say Allah, you can do 20. So in ruku, 10 times. Then sami Allahu liman hamida, Allahumma rabbana wa laka alham, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. In qawma, 10 times. Altogether, 25 in Qiyam, 25 in Qiyam, and 10 in Ruku, 35, and 10 in Sami Allah wa liman hamida, Rabbana Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd, then 10 times. 45 is correct. Hey, I'm a weak in maximum. Come on, tell me. Correct, eh?
Indeed.
45. Okay, then you go Allahu Akbar in sajda. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi, no, tasbih. Sajda tasbih. Then, in sajda, 10 times. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Then you said Allahu Akbar. Between two sajda. Read 10 times again. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. So it's 45 in sajda, 55 in jalsa, between two sajda called jalsa. 10 times is called 65. And you go to second sajda, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, then 10 times 75. So 15 times in qiyam, 15 times in ruku, 15 times sami Allah, after that 10 times in first sajda, 10 times when you sit down between two sajda, 10 times in the second sajda. So all together is 75. All together is. Allama Munziri rahimahumullah said, narrated the hadith of Imam Tabrani. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his uncle, what he said, altogether 75 times in this hadith, Imam Tirmidhi, Imam Ibn Majah, Mishkat, Abu Dawud, all said, if you can manage to read this namaz, read every day. Read every day, it'll take 10 minutes. Read every day. If you, it's difficult, then you read every Friday. On Friday. Friday. If you can't manage to do on Friday, then you do once a month. Once a month. And if you can't manage to do once a month, we can, but we don't want. You know that. So once a year. Once a year. Or maybe no hosake. So once a life. Once a life. Professor Simpson. This I given you the old hawala of Imam Tirmizi, the page number 109, Imam Ibn Majah, page number 96, Imam Miskat, page number 1017, At-Targhib, page number 468, Imam Abu Dawud, page number 184. Understand? Nearly 8 or 9 Sahaba narrated this. So, altogether you have to read 300 times, 75, second rakat, 75, third rakat, 75, fourth rakat, 75. Normal nafal namaz. Altogether how many times? 300 times. The best time to read, what time? Mentioned by Mullah Ali Qari rahimahumullah in Mirkat Sharh Mishkat. He mentioned the best time to read Salatul Tasbih after after Zawal. Zawal is, for example, 1 o'clock. So if you can, it takes 10 minutes. But if it's difficult, the Zohar time will start, Zohar Namaz, first Namaz time, then after Zohar Namaz. Normally, our Akabirin used to read, because in India, in Pakistan, in Bangladesh, the Zohar Namaz takes place 2 o'clock. You know, 1 hour after Zawal. So in between, they had lots of time. Once Azan is done, they stand up for Salatul Tasbih. They read. I have seen so many ulamas, so many big scholars, they read this namaz. You know, it says the hadith is da'if. Hadith is not that we are da'if. We don't want to do. We are very weak. We must try to do as many times. Because we turning towards Allah. We're not saying any faraz wajib here. I'm saying, Allah forgive me. Allah is looking some excuse to forgive us. And you can see the conclusion. Conclusion of whole Quran is Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. That's why Allah says, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that after every faraz namaz, read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, 33 times. That's why it's called Tasbihat-e-Fuqara.
that fakir sahaba, the poor sahaba, they came and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the poor sahaba, they're doing namaz also, performing namaz, they do zakat, they keep fast also, but plus they do give zakat also, and they go to perform hajj. We don't have money to do extra ibadat. What we can do? Nabi says, okay, don't worry. You read this 33 times, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, akbar. After every faraz namaz, you will get a reward more than them. That's why we call tasbihate fukara. One is called tasbihate fatimi. One is called tasbihate fukara. Mufti Sayyid Sahib, rahmatullah, he mentioned tasbihate fukara. You have to add la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar. But tasbihate fatimi, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. 33, 33, and 34. That Ibn Hajar Asqalani said, if you recite this kalima before sleep, that you won't even get tired. When you wake up in the morning, you're fresh. Normally people work. Because this is, he showed his own daughter. Because she used to work. And she came for getting slave. Says, I don't want to give you slave. I will teach you some wazifa. You do that. So sawab is in the hereafter also. And when you get up in the morning, no tiredness. Powerful, powerful. Yeah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. So conclusion of this is called Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Now, which surah normally you can read in the 4 rakat namaz? Finishing, ending now. Says Surah Zilzal, if you can manage. Ida zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha, in first rakat, in second rakat, wal adiyati dabha, and in third rakat, ida za nasrullahi wal fath, and fourth rakat, kul huwa Allahu ahad, mentioned by Mullari Qari Rahmatullari. Otherwise, you can read any surah, no problem, is not wajib and farz. So, after the salam, you ask, you make dua. But before you make dua, hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, say 10 times again, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to his own beloved wife, if you say this, and then you ask, whatever you ask, Allah will accept your dua. Understand? As a powerful wazifa, mentioned also by Imam Tirmidhi Rahimahullah, also mentioned, Allama Shami Rahimahullah in Fatawa Shami. Also mentioned in Mirkat, har Jumaah ko parna, because Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas used to read this namaz every Friday after Zawal, before Jumaah. Mention Allama Shami Rahmatullahi, Fatawa Shami is a Fatawa kitab, the best kitab. No one can give fatwa beside to make Mutala of Shami. In Ahnaf Maslak, they have to make study, they have to make mutala of Shami, and then they give fatwa. Shami, best kitab. Mention that don't count 1, 2, 3, 4, no. Don't count like this also. Say, ginne se, bolne se, tumhari namaz toot jayegi, your salah will break. Rather, easiest way, you just press your finger. That's all. Mention here, Fatawa Shami, ungliya apni namaz mein jahan hai wahi rahe aur dabata rahe. Yehi ishara kafi hai ginne ke liye. Fatawa Shami mein likha hai. Agar kisi mauke par tasbih parna bhool jaye, for example, you missed in ruku 10 times. So what you going to do? He said, in kauma you can repeat 20 times. The ruku 10-1 and kauma 10-1, all together 20 times. Like this. Also, Kabiri says, if you make mistake, you miss the wajib in your Fatawa Kabiri. Says, if you miss your some wajib in namaz, now you have to do Sajda Sahwa. So in Sajda Sahwa, you don't have to repeat that kalima. As I mentioned to you, that when you stand up in Qiyam 25 times, in a Ruku 10 times, in Kauma 10 times, in first Sajda 10 times, between two Sajda 10 times, and second Sajda 10 times. This is the way mentioned. Allah Ta'ala hume amal ki tawfiq naseeb farmaye. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah used to read every Friday. Every Friday. Padhoge ke nahi padhoge?
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Especially the month of Ramadan. Those sitting in a take up, very easy for them.
Very easy. We waste our time. Rather we stand up in front of Allah and praise Allah. Stand up in front of Allah. Allah ke samne khade hokar char rakaat. Allah forgive entire sins, whatever we have done. Because Allah is great. He's just looking excuse. Excuse to forgive me and you, especially in the month of Ramadan. But we carry on this namaz even after Ramadan also. Try to do every Friday. Tahajjud time sometime. Zohar time. Whenever we get time, stand up and read Salat al-Kasbi, inshallah. Allah amal ki tawfiq nasib farma. Inshallah, aainda kal, namaz se pehle and namaz ke baad, jo sunnat hai, kya sawab hai uska? Tafsir tum karenge baad mein, jo important masail, because most of them sometimes, you know, in the masjid, you know. So I was going to explain, inshallah, what is the reward of the sunnats of Zohar, sunnats of Asr, sunnats of Maghrib, sunnats of Isha. And why the reward, why the sunnah's reward is so much? We have to understand the sunnah's reward is so much. So how much reward for Faraz Salah then, inshallah. I will explain you, inshallah, about it tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala, amari umar mein barakat naseeb farmaye. Ya Rabbi laka alhamdu, kama yambagi li jalali wajhika, wali azim sultanik, ya arhamur rahimin, ya dal jalali wali quran, ya hannanu, ya manna, ya badi' as-samawati wal ard. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk, walahul hamd, wa huwa la kulli shay'in qadir. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, la ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'aluka al-jannata al-firdaus, wa na'udhu bika minan naam. Hey Allah, tere Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, Ramzan mein ye char cheeze mango. Hey Allah, hum mangte hain la ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, hum sab istighfar karte hain. As'aluka al-janna, jannat ata farma, wa a'udhu bika minan naar, jahannam se bacha le. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannata al-firdaus, wa na'udhu bika minan naar, wa na'udhu bika minan naar. اللهم صل وسلم دائما ابدا ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ارحم الراحمين ہمارے روزوں کو قبول فرما ہماری تراوی کو قبول فرما ہمارے قیام کو قبول فرما ہمارے فرائض اور واجبات اور نوافل اور سنن کو قبول فرما اے اللہ ہم سب کے دلوں کو منور فرما اے اللہ دلوں کو گناہوں سے صاف فرما ظاہری گناہوں سے باطنی گناہوں سے اے اللہ ہمیں پاک کر دے اللہ اے اللہ تیرے گھر میں بیٹھ چکے ہیں آ چکے ہیں الہ العالمین وہ 100 آدمیوں کا قاتل بخاری شریف میں ہے توبہ کی نیت سے چلتا ہے ابھی اس نے توبہ نہیں کی راستے میں موت آ گئی لیکن اس کی توبہ کی نیت تھی تو نے اس کو 100 قتل کرنے کے باوجود بھی معاف کر کے جنت میں پہنچا دیا اے اللہ ہم تو 100 کے قاتل نہیں ہیں اے اللہ ہم 100 کے قاتل نہیں ہیں یا اللہ ہم بھی توبہ کی نیت سے گھر سے چلے مسجد میں نماز پڑھیں گے بات سنیں گے اللہ رسول کی پھر توبہ کریں گے اے اللہ ہم تو تیرے دربار میں آ ہی چکے ہیں یہ وہ جگہ ہے جہاں تیرا نور اترتا ہے اے اللہ تیرے نبی نے فرمایا احب البلاد اللہ مساجدہا دنیا کی زمین میں بیسٹ زمین اللہ کے گھر ہے یہی زمین جنت میں جائے گی دنیا کی کوئی زمین نہیں جائے گی لیکن مساجد جنت میں جائے گی اے اللہ تیرے اس گھر میں جہاں ہر وقت نور اترتا ہے جہاں تیرے فرشتے رہتے ہیں جہاں نیک لوگ بیٹھے ہیں جہاں بڑے لوگ نیک لوگ بیٹھے ہیں جہاں جوان لوگ بیٹھے ہیں اے اللہ اس سے بہتر تو کون سی مجلس ہو سکتی ہے تو ہم تو آلریڈی پہنچ ہی چکے ہیں تیرے گھر میں ہم بھی توبہ کرتے ہیں اے اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے ہمیں معاف کر دے ہماری اہل اولاد کو معاف کر دے ہمارے بیوی اور بچوں کو معاف کر دے ہمارے ماں باپ کو معاف کر دے ہمارے بھائی بہنوں کو معاف کر دے اے اللہ ہمارے دوست احباب متعلقین ہم سے محبت رکھنے والے ہم سے تعلق رکھنے والے یہ محبت رکھتے ہیں یہ تعلق رکھتے ہیں تیرے قرآن کی وجہ سے تیرے نبی کی حدیثوں کی وجہ سے اے اللہ تجھے تیری رحمت کا واسطہ یہ محبت کرتے ہیں قرآن اور حدیث کی وجہ سے تو ان کے گھروں میں بھی اے اللہ حافظ قرآن پیدا فرما عالم قرآن پیدا فرما الہ العالمین یا ارحم الراحمین جہاں جہاں لوگ دنیا میں ہم سے منسلک ہے ہم سے بیعت ہے انہوں نے بھی دعا کے لیے کہا ہے الہ العالمین ان تمام کو مغفرت فرما ان تمام کو عافیت نصیب فرما ساری دنیا کے مسلمانوں کی زندہ اور مردہ جو بھی ہو سب کی مغفرت فرما دے, سب کی مغفرت فرما دے, ہم سب کو معاف کر دے, ہم سب کو معاف کر دے, ہماری روزی میں برکت دے, ہمارے کاروبار میں برکت دے, ہمارے گھروں میں برکت دے, ہماری صحت میں برکت دے. اے اللہ ہماری آنکھوں میں نور پیدا فرما, ہماری زبان میں نور پیدا فرما. اے اللہ ہماری زبان میں نور پیدا فرما. تو کہتا ہوگا کہ تم رحمت مجھ سے مانگتے ہو, رحمت کے مستحق تو خباب ہے, رحمت کے مستحق تو صہیب رومی ہے, رحمت کے مستحق تو بلال ہے, رحمت کے مستحق تو سمیہ ہے جنہوں نے قربانیاں دی ہے. اے اللہ ہم ان کی جیسی قربانی تو دے نہیں سکتے ہیں. اے اللہ ان کی جیسی قربانی ہم کہاں دے سکتے ہیں؟ ان کا تو ایک مٹھی جو اللہ تیرے راستے میں خرچ کرنا ہمارے ایک احد پہاڑ کے برابر سونا خرچ کرنے سے بھی زیادہ ثواب ہے. لیکن ہم جب تو ان پر رحمت کے چھینٹے اتارے تو ہم پر بھی, جب رحمت اتارے تو اس کا ایک قطرہ ہم پر بھی اتار کر ہمیں بھی معاف کر دے. اللہ ہم بھی تیرے بندے ہیں, ہم بھی تیرے بندے ہیں, گندے صحیح لیکن تیرے ہی تو بندے ہیں. ہمارے لیے تیرے گھر سوا کوئی گھر نہیں, تیرے در کے سوا کوئی در نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی معبود نہیں. تو ہی تو ہے, تو ہی تو ہے, تو ہی ہمارا ربا ہے, تو ہی ہمارا مولا ہے, تو ہی ہمارا خالق ہے, تو ہی غفار ہے, تو ہی غفور ہے. ہم وعدہ کرتے ہیں آئندہ گناہ نہیں کرے گا, تو معاف کر دے. اللہ معاف کر دے فلسطین اور غزہ کے مسلمانوں کی جان مار, آبرو عزت کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ, اے اللہ ان کی نصرت فرما. اللہم کلہم ولا تکن علیہم. اے اللہ ان کی نصرت فرما. اے اللہ ہر طرف سے ان کی حفاظت فرما. بہت خطرناک حالت ہے ان کی. رمضان کے مہینے میں الہ العالمین انہیں فتح قریب نصیب فرما, انہیں نصر قریب نصیب فرما. اے اللہ نصر عزیز نصیب فرما. اے اللہ ان کی جان مال آبرو عزت کی حفاظت فرما, ان کی اولاد کی, ان کی بیویوں کی, ان کی ماں بہنوں کی حفاظت فرما. اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے, اپنے رحم و کرم سے, اپنے نبی کے صدقے الہ العالمین ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما, ہم سب کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, ہم سب کی توبہ کو قبول فرما. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, سلام علی المرسلین, الحمد لله رب العالمين.